To Marlin Business Services. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. If you know your party's extension or name, please press 1. For sales, please press 2.
You have reached the insurance department. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please hold the next available agent.
Insurance, this is Ida. I'm going to help you.
Hi, my name is Grant, and I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I was wondering if Kathy McGurk is available? I called the phone number, and I thought I typed in her extension.
Oh, yeah. Did you dial the one?
I did 4258 when I did my extension.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got to do 1 and then the 4258. Okay, let me send for you now.
All right, thank you.
Give me a moment. You're welcome.
Good afternoon, Kathy McGurk.
Hello, Kathy. This is Grant over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Grant?
Doing well. I just got back from lunch. My fellow credit analyst's birthday today, so we had a little celebration.
Oh, nice, nice. It's always you gotta celebrate those events, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's nice.
I appreciate your calling back, and I know it was kind of short notice. And actually, you know, Dan and I had kind of finished up our meeting, but you know, we were kind of looking at some of the back, you know, responses that you were nice enough to provide to Elena about the status of some of the deals, and obviously looking at the ones that we lost. It looks, you know, and I wanted to chat with you a little bit about that. You know, what's the primary reason? It looks, when I glance at this, that it's around term.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of where we're falling short a bit, or?
Well, it just depends deal to deal, so we'd have to go kind of through the examples. I don't feel as though it's always the term that is the issue. I know, like, for example, on one recently, I submitted to you guys and on deck because I wasn't sure if the customer was going to be rate sensitive or just blow it out, and so I like submitting to you guys to always have the best rate possible for our customers, because I'm pretty sure you guys have some of the best rates in the entire industry. Mm-hmm. So that's sometimes what happens, is it's dollar amount getting capped at 100K. That's one thing, but I believe, like, the other day I saw 100K approval over 24 months, and that's almost the max term that's offered through all of our lenders. So, it would just depend deal to deal, though, what kind of had Marlin lose out on the competition. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it looked like, I guess, there were three that went to New Logic with CAN.
Yeah, and they actually just have that one special pricing that does beat you guys out. They have what they call the 5-point pricing, and that's where they offer, like a 10-month term, for example, it's a 115 buy rate, and then we can put 5 points into that. And then at 15 months, it's a 1.2 buy rate, and we can put 5 points into that as well.
Okay. Well, that, you know, kind of helps explain, like I said, we're just trying to see, like, where we fit in, is there things that we can do differently, you know, rather than, you know, have you spend time sending us a deal, us looking at it, and then, you know, we don't get the deal. So just trying to really, you know, we appreciate the increase in activity, just trying to look at, you know, what can we do to get the conversion higher.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that for me, I kind of went a little bit crazy because I saw that we funded our first deal in a while, and I, like, went to our funding department, and they said that you guys made it very easy on them, and so that kind of flipped the switch in me, and I'm just like, all right, well,
great.
I guess whenever I send a win set, I should send a Marlin, too, and we send a win set a lot, so.
Okay.
But yeah, I do want to get the conversion rate higher and make sure that we're sending you deals that are appropriate for you guys to win.
Okay, terrific. And, like, you know, that's really all we ask. We just kind of like to keep an eye on that. So, again, there's things that we need to do differently, or, you know, come back to you and say, hey, why don't you just send us this particular bucket, because that's where we're having the most success. You know, we can kind of work through that as we go forward.
Yeah, and that's what I've done for the most part when it comes to deals that I know are going to be offered under 100K and it's A paper. It's like Marlin right away every time. you know, but also sometimes there's companies that could potentially do $2 million a year and could qualify for more, but maybe they're only asking for $100K, and I know I need to get them the best rate. So it's just, you know, there's multiple examples, but definitely want to make sure that we prioritize, not prioritize, but optimize, you know, which deals are fitting your guys' appetite.
Okay, terrific. Well, I can't ask for more than that. You know, let's keep the communications open. If there's anything that, you know, we are not meeting or you think if we could tweak, we could do more, you know, please let me know or Dan know, and, you know, we'll see what if we can do it fine. If we can't, you know, we'll agree to just agree to be friends and move on to what we can do, so.
Exactly. And I did send an email in response to the one you sent to me earlier. I could be available to, I can make myself available tomorrow if you actually want to go through specifics ever. I'm usually pretty transparent about, you know, what other lenders are doing on deals so you can get an idea of what's, you know, where you guys stack up.
Yeah, I think that would be, I think Dan would be very interested in that. Why don't I get back, I'll take a look at your email and I'll talk with Dan and we'll see if maybe we can set a little time tomorrow. That would be terrific.
All right, sounds good. I mentioned in the email probably something before noon, and I'll be great.
All right, terrific. Thanks so much. I'll get back to you then.
Thank you very much,
Kathy.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.